Good morning, everyone. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and Emma L on Audioboo. I was just going to do another little update about the election. I have a window open here. Let me see. I have to multitask, drag the window down. So I'm going to give you an update. Counting started yesterday at 9 a.m. We don't vote. We don't count on the night of the election, through the night or anything like that. It starts the next morning at 9 a.m. So I apologise in advance of my Twitter stream. Yesterday I was tweeting a lot about the election and what I was watching on the TV and all that. So I apologise if I really bugged you and annoyed you, but it's quite a big event here. So 130 TDs have been elected to the 31st Dáil. Sorry, my voice went there. 59 for Fine Gael. 31 have gone to Labour. 13 have gone to Sinn Féin. 13 have gone to Fianna Fáil. 3 Socialists and 11 Independents. Now, it's actually a pretty good election for Sinn Féin. They've done really well. Fine Gael have done amazingly. Labour will do their best ever, and Fianna Fáil have been wiped out, literally. They'll probably gain maybe a few more seats, but Green Party, I don't know what's going to be the story about the Green Party. I don't know where they go from here, because they've just had no seats, and all the candidates they have that were sitting TDs have lost their seats. Mary Coughlin has lost her seat for Fianna Fáil. That's a huge one. Mary O'Rourke, I was watching yesterday in Athlone, Westmeath area, lost her seat, and she finished near the bottom of the big candidates. So that was actually a shock. I was surprised, actually, it was as bad as it was. So in my area, which is Dublin Central, Pascal Donoghue, congratulations Pascal, has topped the poll. Joining him, alongside him, will be Joe Costello for Labour. Well done to him. He does really good work in Dublin Central, so along with Pascal, they do great work. Along with him are an independent candidate called Maureen O'Sullivan. There was another candidate, Tony Gregory, who was an independent for many years, who died, and she took his seat prior to this. And so she did really well. And alongside them is Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin. So congratulations, Mary Lou. A lot of support was going to her in Dublin Central. So it's good to see her take her seat. So there's, I think it's nine, let me see, I think it's nine counts are due to resume. So that leaves us with 38 seats left. So Sinn Féin have done amazingly well, really. They really have. Gerry Adams yesterday topped the poll in Louth. So it'll be really odd to see him in the Dáil. And so Sinn Féin have done amazingly well. And I was listening to Mary Lou MacDonald on News Talk last night, so she made a lot of good points. And it's all interesting. So I do apologise if my Twitter stream is full of election stuff. The end is in sight, and hopefully by the end of today, we'll all know where we stand, and we'll all know what's happening. And there'll be a lot of discussions that will have to take place to see probably who will join Fine Gael in government. Do they go down the independents? Do they bring Labour in? You know, there's a lot of discussions yet to happen. So it's all very exciting. And a lot of counting went on during the night. So all those people who are working at the polling centres, they do a great job. And it's not easy. So this is the election as it is in Ireland. And it's all very exciting. So I'll flick down here. The live updates on RTE are pretty good, if you want to have a look. Now let me see. There's a few. There's just a lot of Fianna Fáil people that are really suffering and having discounted and everything. But yeah, so it's all good, you know. It's all good to watch. It's all very exciting for us and so compelling viewing, really. So I hope you're having a good weekend and you have a good Sunday. No doubt I'll have the TV on yet again when all these counts restart. I'm not sure when they start. They probably start about 9 maybe or 10. So yeah, the enjoyment is yet to happen. So it's actually quite funny because I had Brian Cowan on and the man still has no shame and still doesn't take responsibility for what's happened. So as far as I know, his brother has got elected, which is a shame. But and then actually one of the only Fianna Fáil candidates in Dublin Fianna Fáil have been wiped out. It's Brian Lennon. How people are still voting for that man is actually astonishing. But anyway, so this is about it. This is the election. The GE. If you want to actually follow this Twitter stream, there's a hashtag, and then it's GE11, and that'll bring up all the tweets that people are making about the general election. And if you go onto the RTE site, they have little short codes, hashtags for the actual individual constituencies. That way, you can click on them, and that'll bring you straight through to people. Tweeting about that area in particular. But if you do fancy following me or having a look at my account on Twitter, it's twitter.com/SundayTwist, SundayTwist, all one word. And if you want me to cover anything in particular, let me know. So take care, and I'll speak to you guys very, very soon. Bye.